somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around.
I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Yes, it is. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. When you're turning that dial, stop right there if you're in the car. That's right. Stop right there. Because we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. That's right. Lynn, well, let me introduce you now to the players. My co-host to the left of me, my beautiful wife, the one, the only, Lynn Golder.
I'm here. Where else would I be? Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the January 8th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you with us tonight.
And all the way from College Park, Florida, the one, the only. I mean, this one is the one, the only. I mean, only. She is beyond only. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Sheila, the co-host, Sheila Young. Sheila Young, Young, you there, Young?
I'm done.
Are you there?
I'm done, Michael.
Are you there?
I am.
Welcome back, Sheila.
You know, it seems like it's been forever since I was here. I think November was the last time I was with you guys. So,
and we also want to give condolence again about your father.
Thank you.
But welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much. You know, it's
and in the studios,
a tough month.
Yes, in the studios, the one, the only, the engineer, the producer. Without him, we can't have a show. He's in the studio, the only one in the studios. Chris Shaw, you there, Chris Shaw?
Actually, he sent a chat saying that he was in the production room for a second.
Oh, he's in the production room.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why he's in the production?
He's producing.
He's producing.
We don't know what he's producing.
Okay, well, we're going to write to some shout-outs.
Shout-outs real fast. Okay. Michael, you start off with, oh, wait, if he's producing, you can't do your one shout-out.
Oh.
He's not right there right now.
Maybe that's why he's doing it.
Oh, maybe.
Well, so you have a shout-out?
I do. I have a few, yeah.
Okay.
And so I Chris, do, too, when you're done.
Yeah,
so.
All right, because Michael had a special shout-out, but we need Chris to back it up.
I have a couple shout-outs.
Okay, let's see what I've got here. Okay, well, we welcomed you back, Sheila. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to give a shout out to Renee Jones in Portland, Oregon. And welcome aboard, Renee.
Welcome to Portland,
that's
Oregon.
Right. Yes. And let's see, that's yours. Okay, that's yours. And that's yours. Okay. I would like to say that in reference to the gift cards that were sent out between November and December, that any cards that have not been received, unfortunately, will not be replaced. And as far as I know,
we're coming back because of the dresses.
Only one came back. And I wanted to just shout out to those two, one person, Leroy Sterling. If you're listening, we got your card back with the same address we've used before. So please call Chris and
straighten that out.
I sent Chris a picture of the envelope. And then also CJ from Virginia. If you're listening, we call the station. We need your full name and address. Otherwise, we cannot send out the card.
We don't drop things in the studio.
No, we don't send gift cards to the radio station.
Right.
And that's
mine. Okay, Sheila, you're up now. And then it'll be mine, turn.
Well, mine is January birthdays. Connie Sims' birthday is tomorrow. So happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday, Connie.
The 14th is Asla Gonser. The end of the month is Shirley Roberts, who is one of our very loyal listeners, and Connie is as well. And okay, then, of course, I was going to say happy birthday to Chris, because we share a birthday month, my buddy.
You already know. You already know.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's our birthday month, and yes, I'm ready to party.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Speaking of.
I got to tell you right now, before we go into a birthday, I got to say a special, very special shout out to my friends. Well, these friends, I know this young man since I'm 3 years old. Hear what I said? 3 years old. My buddy, we grew up together. His name is Ronnie Gaffin. Him and his wife, Linda, I hope they're listening. They're in Philadelphia. Ronnie and Lynn Gaffin. Special shout out to them. And wait. And don't play it yet. Not yet. And a special birthday to my friend. Him and I have been friends since 11th grade, and we've been going strong. I want to wish a happy birthday to Sid Payne. Happy birthday, Sid Payne.
Happy birthday, Sid.
Happy birthday, Sid Payne. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Sid.
Happy birthday, baby.
Happy birthday, that's right. He should know this song. Okay, that's enough. Sid knows that song, I'm sure.
How does he know that song?
Because that was big in the
50s. Oh, okay.
Sid knows all the songs in the 50s. Yeah. And when it comes to songs, he knows his music.
And it was probably a lot of songs sung to him from that point, huh?
What's he saying?
He probably had a lot of songs sung to him from that point of view. Happy birthday, baby.
Yeah, happy birthday, baby. Also, I got to wish my sister-in-law, her birthday, when's her tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Evelyn Golder. I want to wish you a happy birthday. She's only 21. I know her about 65 years, 70 years.
By the way, I wanted to say happy birthday, Osla, also. Osla, yeah. If you're listening.
Osla.
And Shirley.
Yeah, I said that.
And
Shirley, but, yep. Yep, she got two wishes.
And can I say happy birthday to my little sister? Her birthday is today as well, all the way in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, you can say happy birthday.
So happy What's birthday, Shantae.
Shantae. Oh, that used to be a good beverage in Connecticut. Shantae.
Yeah.
Shantae? Not Chianti?
No.
Shantae? No, Shantae.
Shantae. Shantae, that sounds so sexy. Oh. Shantae.
Oh, I can see where this call's going.
Shantae.
Oh, that sounds so sexy.
We placed a nice order of Girl Scout cookies. So
I ordered 9. I got them yesterday, and I've got another order.
You got them already?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got them yesterday, and I have another order for 5 more.
Did you try the ones with chocolate and raspberry going through them?
They sound
Did you try it? Did you taste it?
Yeah, I'm just going to say yeah. That's all I'm going to
say. That's all she's going to say. Got it.
She probably ate the whole box.
No.
She just,
I did not.
Just yeah.
She said she didn't like it.
No, I didn't say that.
She said, yeah.
I tried them. I did not. Michael, you did not hear me say that.
She said,
they were good. You didn't say they were good.
She didn't say they were bad either.
I love my favorites are the Samoyas. Those are my favorites.
Yes, ma'am.
What did
Samoyas.
Samoya.
The ones with the caramel.
That means the caramel with the coconut.
That means you want more.
I only know English words.
I do want more, and I might have to order another box.
Oh, wow.
That means you want more. Give me some more.
Some more.
Oh, that's funny.
I was asked if they still had the s'mores, and I did not see them, so I guess they did away with those.
Yeah, cookies. I didn't see them either.
Hey, now, folks.
And I did talk to Leroy. I was just on the phone with Leroy. He said that is correct. He said that is correct.
Well, it came back.
Well, it came back.
So, as I showed you.
Yeah, I told him. I was talking to him on the phone.
We'll send that out again.
I'll just mail it out again.
That's the post office.
Yeah.
We don't deliver. We just send. And listen, folks, if you're listening for the first time, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
It is.
And if you don't like it, then you have to change the dial. And right now, we're going to go to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is a live radio show. I hope you like it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse is target area.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week, I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh, yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael, believe it or not. Hey, folks, you want to call in? Hope you can. Phone number is 407-894-1680. You know, this is a live radio show. We just got a message right now saying that Shirley Roberts was in an automobile accident
on New Year's Eve,
and she's in rehab right now.
Right. So our prayers, Shirley, somehow, if you're listening or your husband's listening, we wish you a speedy recovery.
Yes, speedy recovery.
Okay. We never know on this show what's going to happen.
Did you know that, Sheila?
What's that, Bear?
That Shirley Roberts is in a bad automobile accident.
No.
Yeah,
we just heard it.
I just got a text from one of our listeners. From Kelly
She's
James.
In rehab. She's in rehab.
Yeah. Kelly James just told me. Anyway, let's get to our first guest of the night. We wish Shirley the best, and hopefully she'll recover soon.
Oh, absolutely. I will reach out to them tomorrow.
I'm sure you will. Okay, well, it's our pleasure to welcome for the first time Paul Burden. And Paul is the vice president in the United States at Waymap. So we're really anxious to grill Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Good evening, everyone. How's everyone
doing?
Happy New
Year. Happy New Year to you, Paul.
Happy New Year, indeed.
Hi, Paul. I'm Sheila. I'm the one that did the commercials.
Hi, Sheila.
She's our celebrity
Paul.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I got to ask you a question, and this is a very important question. Our audience
is there now to help you folks. But what do you want them to do? Now, we know you're in Washington, D.C. We know that you're doing a great job in Washington, D.C.
That's the airport.
Well, no, I thought on buses, too. Aren't you doing buses, too, in Washington? Or am I wrong?
So right now, so we're going to start out with buses and light rail, subway system throughout Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Right. The question is, are you planning to go to other cities?
Oh, of course. So to answer your question, Michael, I'll give you some sense of timing in just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about
when the time is right. Yeah. The way the listeners can help us most is by going to their venues, where they shop, where they dine, how they take transit to and from work or school or play, whatever, and say, look, can you contact the folks at Waymap and have them do a digital map of their venue? That would be greatly appreciated, but it's a little early right now, and I'll explain that in just a sec.
Okay, so now let's go back to explain to us, for people that are just listening for the first time.
Yeah.
Because every week we have new listeners.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Waymaps. Tell us about them and what they're doing.
Absolutely. So Waymap is an app. It's available on Android and iOS. It's free to the user. And now, importantly, it's not up yet in the Play Store or the App Store. So I hope I'm going to get everybody excited about Waymap, and you're going to want to go and download it to your phone. It's not yet available. So there's a lot of nav apps out there. Everybody knows that. Everybody uses nav apps on a regular basis. So what distinguishes Waymap, right? So if you think about Apple Maps, Google Maps, et cetera, those products are great products, but they were designed for the masses. What distinguishes Waymap really are three very, very important things. The first is accuracy, right? So we've all used those apps that I mentioned a minute ago, and they get you've arrived at your destination. And meanwhile, you're 35 feet away from your destination. Waymap is going to get you to within one step, about 2.5 feet of where you want to go. The second thing is that Waymap works both indoors and outdoors. So if your destination is a large government building or a university campus or a large shopping mall, once you get inside those venues, we're going to stay with you and get you to your ultimate destination. Now, here again, the caveat there is provided that we have digitally mapped that particular venue. And the third thing that I would say distinguishes Waymap is when I say we map a venue, we map everything. So let me give you an example. If you are using, so what we call WMATA, the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Authority, right? That's our transit system for the part of Maryland that I'm in, Northern Virginia, and all of the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C. If you go underground to one of our metro stops, you're definitely going to lose your satellite connection. You'll have no GPS. Chances are good you're going to lose your mobile signal, or best case, your mobile signal is going to be spotty. But that doesn't matter, because with Waymap, the map is on the device. It's on your mobile device. And we are mapping everything. We map the water fountain, the restroom, the ticket machine, the station manager's office. We map everything. So it's not as though we're just going to get you to the right train, although we will do that. We can get you anywhere in that station that you
map. Do you map? I'm curious on this one. Do you map out the restrooms?
Yes,
you do. Great.
Yes, absolutely. We map, and importantly, we map the emergency phones. WMATA, as with any transit system, they all have an app, right? So we've connected to the Metro. We call it Metro here, to shorten it. We connect to Metro's API. And so our users, when they're using the Waymap app, they're going to hear in their ear, oh, you're going to Metro Center Station. The escalator is out there. You're going to have to take the elevator, right? So anything that any user is going to hear, our users are going to hear as they're in their journey. There's another distinction, and I think it's a very important one. And that is, there's some apps out there, and Michael, you may even have had some of these folks on your show, where users are searching for barcodes, or users are searching for particular photographs that have been taken in a venue, right? Well, that requires the user to have their phone out and in their hand and sort of waving it around. So best case, that's a dangerous thing, and it makes people very vulnerable. Plus, if you've got your cane or your guide dog in one hand and you've got your briefcase or something else in the other hand, it just becomes very unwieldy. So with Waymap, you've got your phone in your pocket or your purse, and you're still going to be taken exactly where you want to go throughout the journey.
Paul, this is Sheila, and I have a question. Yeah. And I would like to also tell our audience, if anybody's listening, I know we've got several Maryland listeners.
Okay.
If you have any questions, call 407-894-1680-1680. I'm curious because I've been in Washington, I've been in Maryland area. Mm-hmm. When you say maps and directions, does it also give you, you know, you have stairs on your left and that kind of stuff, or is it just location?
So it's going to take you exactly where you want to go in the shortest route, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I think Sheila, I understand your question, and I'll answer it in this way, and I hope I'm responding to what you've asked. So if I'm going to use the same scenario, you're underground at an underground metro station, uh-huh. right? Subway station. Uh-huh. And the most dangerous aspect to that journey is going to be the rails themselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've got the raised, the bumps to tell you that you're getting close to the, uh-huh. to the uh-huh. end of the track. But in addition to that, Waymap is going to tell you, You're approaching the rail. Please step back. Please step back. Please step back. So yes, it does. Now, so I think that's responsive to your question.
But you said escalators, and you know, I'm always fearful when I'm in an area that I don't know.
Yes.
Of not knowing where the stairs are going to be. I don't want to fall downstairs, that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what I was wondering, if Waymap does that as well.
So it's a very delicate balance. If you want to take the stairs, that is specified in your journey, right? You can say avoid stairs in the customization of the app. You could say, I always want to avoid stairs or escalators. I want to take the elevator. Of course, that's when the elevator is going to be available, or vice versa, right? I only want to take the escalator, et cetera.
So when you get the app on your phone, you yes. can customize it to your personal desire.
That is absolutely right.
Wow.
There's many levels of customization. Wow. So, for example, you can use cardinal directions, you can use hands of the clock, et cetera. So there's a lot of ability to customize.
That's awesome.
So, Paul, I have a question.
Yep.
It's Michael. So when do you think you need our help as far as getting you more places?
That's the $64,000 question. And believe me, we're working hard. So here's where we are right now. Let me just provide a little bit more detail with the metro system that we're working on here in the DMV, District, Maryland, and Virginia. This is a large transit system. So it's 15,000 bus stops and 110 subway stops. And so right now, Michael, what we're doing is we are testing both with O&Ms and with visually impaired volunteers that want to sort of help us out. And we're doing that testing right now. We hope to be live with Metro in an April timeframe, where we just say, okay, guys, here we are. We're ready to go. Everybody can download the app and have at it. But right now, the testing that we're doing, and as Sheila says, there may be some folks from Maryland or Virginia that are listening right now. I will provide all my contact information, but they can contact us if they want to help with some of that testing. And we actually do pay for their time. number one. Number two, at this point in our testing, the testers are not are accompanied. They're not just set loose and say, okay, let us know how it goes when you get back.
So but we're Paul,
the test. Yes.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, please.
I know our listeners, and I also know business. With us, you got to give us time, not a week, not a month, but to bang away, have people call. And if I would suggest that if you gave certain cities that we want these cities, Orlando, we want Disney World, we want Houston, Texas, because of the Houston airport, or Philadelphia, you have to say certain cities so we can have the listeners go after those particular cities. You can't wait till April when you're ready to, oh, now we're ready to go. But you might take months to put it in gear, as they say.
Because yeah, but Michael, this is a process that they have to walk through. It's baby steps.
Yeah, I understand that baby step. But also with our audience, it takes them time to react, to go do something. So you're saying is wait till April or May before they start really getting involved. And that's wrong. Okay, we have people sponsoring our radio show. They're not even having a product yet. They're coming out in a product in 6 months or a year, and they're banging away now.
So I would answer your question in two ways. But I would make a distinction between what we're doing with our app, with our software, and any other software that I've ever been involved. So I was with Microsoft for 13 years, right? We released many, many, many beta versions of our software before it was finalized, right? And if it didn't work, okay, we got some user feedback and we fixed this or we fixed that. You simply can't do that with this type of app, right? It has to be right. It has to be perfect. Otherwise, you know, you could put people in jeopardy. So that's first part of the answer. Second part of the answer is to be specific. We're working pretty closely with New York City and their transit system, as well as Chicago, the CTA. And so New York and Chicago are probably the closest after Washington, D.C., that we will be trying to take live. So for your listeners there, any headway that they can make on our behalf in those transit systems would be greatly appreciated.
And Paul, I would like to speak with you off show.
Yeah.
I happen to be president of the Florida Council of the Blind, and I'm involved with the American Council of the Blind. Our national convention will be in Schaumburg, which is right outside of Chicago.
Okay.
And it's the 30th of June. Okay. And I know that we've got people that would love to test with your company and try to get this up and running before that. So when you give your contact information, don't be surprised if I don't call you tomorrow.
Oh, please. No, I'd love that. That'd be great, Sheila. All right, well, let me take that and provide my contact information, and then I'll do it again right before we sign off. So name again is Paul Burden, B-U-R-D-E-N. I am paul.burden at waymapnav.com. And phone is 301-943-3984.
Say the phone number again.
301-943-3984. I'll put it in the chat too.
Yeah, I have your number.
Okay.
I'm surprised you go after Orlando because of Disney World.
Well, but the truth of the matter is we're going after anything, that any city. Orlando would be fantastic. Disney World is a perfect venue. And I would also add one other thing, because you reminded me, Mike, when you said Disney World, right? So the number is a bit of a moving target. Depends on who you ask. But let's just say 10 million is a good number. 10 million tourists come to DC annually, right? So they don't know anything about our transit system here. So at the very core of our product, we have designed our product for blind and visually impaired users. But we think that there's going to be a lot of use of our app by sighted people as well who are coming into an area that they're not familiar with.
I think it's awesome. I think it sounds like a great product. I know, I mean, my goodness, if I was establishing something like this, I would do DC, I would do New York, and I would do Chicago for sure. So I think you guys have got it right.
So if you have any questions, ask Paul, call now, 407-894-1680. If you have any questions about Waymap, 407-894-1680.
Now, that's Paul, people who don't have a smartphone cannot use this app, correct?
I'm just thinking that myself.
No.
That we think alike, Lynn.
We do after all these years.
No, that I appreciate you bringing that up, Sheila. That is true. So, and let me take that a step further. What we do is we are using the sensors in the phone, right? So we're using the accelerometer, we're using the gyro, we're using the barometer. All of these sensors that are in the phone is what we are using to track the user. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the user is a dot to us. In other words, the data is completely anonymized. There's no security implications or anything of using the Waymap app to get from point A to point B and back. So yes, you absolutely need a smartphone. Apple, anything from an Apple 7 and on up is fine. And then but a Galaxy 8 and on up, and Pixel 3a and on up. So those are the sort of the minimum requirements, so to speak.
Well, it sounds very exciting.
All I know is one thing. Our audience should be listening carefully, and they should be tuning in, and they should have their minds as far as geared to calling their city when you're up to calling that city, besides Chicago or New York. It's a game changer, absolutely. But for visually impaired and blind, Paul, you realize Florida is your number one state for visually impaired and blind.
Yes.
That's the number one state in the country,
yes.
Florida. They have 2 million of us that are visually impaired and blind.
Yes. No, understood.
But I really do have an idea for you, Paul, that
We have a call.
But I do have an idea for you, Paul, and I will call you tomorrow.
Okay, Sheila. No,
okay. Let's hear for the call. Let's hear for the caller. What? We have two calls?
Well, we have Derek calling from Winter Park, Florida.
We have Derek calling from Winter Park. Hello, Derek from Winter Park, Florida. Derek.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. Paul, it sounds like a great app, and I normally use Microsoft SoundScape that is unfortunately being discontinued at the end of July. Very unfortunate for me because I use it a lot. But that said and done, would your app have any ability to do anything like SoundScape does where you can set markers and beacons?
So you can set points of interest. You can certainly set favorites if that's helpful, Derek. The other part of the answer, I don't think you're going to find this particularly satisfying, but this is a bit up in the air right now. As you're right, you are correct, obviously. But Microsoft has, on the one hand, abandoned or continued to support, or however you'd want to phrase it, SoundScape. On the other hand, they've put it into the domain, right? An open domain. And so that code is available for anybody to use it. And I will tell you that the Waymap engineers are playing with it right now to see what we may borrow from SoundScape to augment the Waymap app. But I think the more specific answer to the question that you posed is, you can put points of interest, and you can obviously save favorites in the Waymap app.
Okay, and would there be an audio, to the best of your knowledge, an audio beacon the same way that SoundScape provides, where you, if you're heading in the wrong direction, it sounds totally different or disappears? And when you head back in the right direction, you hear a specific sound that allows you to know you're going in the right direction.
So, and here again, this is customizable. What you're going to hear with the Waymap app is the audio in your ear saying you need to do this or that. It's not this tone versus that tone, as is the case with Soundscape. It's the voice in your ear that is going to be guiding you and saying, no, you need to turn to 11 o'clock and continue on that route.
Oh, okay. That's good news. But but let's say, if I may give you a simple example, I use Soundscape where I set markers to get in the subdivision I live to the swimming pool. And there's a very small bridge that I've got to cross. And that's the only way of my getting there. So I use the Soundscape to guide me right to, or as close as damn it, to the bridge. And then I figure it out from there. If in a case like this, which is not a commercial place, such as the subway or whatever, how would you guys be able to help me with that in terms of setting a marker? Because there's no ways you would want to set, map a swimming pool in a subdivision, I'm assuming.
Okay. Yeah, good question. So when we are indoors and that venue has been mapped, we digitally map that, as I mentioned, to within one step, 2.5 feet. But when we are outside, we do take advantage of all of the open street map, everything that's in the public domain, and we map that. Let me give you a for instance. So in this case, a bus stop in the middle of Maryland somewhere is going to be analogous to this bridge that you're referring to, right? And that's going to be on the open street map data. We take open street map data, we take City Mapper, we take Apple Maps and Google Maps, and amalgamate all of that information. So that bridge that you're referring to is going to be mapped, and we are going to take advantage of GPS in that case, right? Where we're in an open space and we can now get you to that map. Are you, that bridge. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. That's a good answer. Thank you. My question is, this is not a bridge like in the normal sense of the bridge. It's just it's probably a 6 foot long, 8 foot long little wooden bridge over a gully. So as a blind person, if I don't get that bridge and I try to cross without the bridge, I'm going to fall flat on my face. So just being that little wooden bridge, is it even likely that would be on the open maps indicated that it's there?
It is. So this open street maps, think of open street maps as you would think of, it's the Wikipedia of mapping, right? And so it's crowdsourced mapping in a sense. So everybody can add to that. And I can't tell you this definitively, Derek, but I would be willing to bet that somebody has said, hey, you know, there's a little footbridge or footpath or wooden bridge here, and that has been added to the maps that are in the public domain.
Derek, if you have any other questions, we would like you to please call Paul off the air tomorrow.
We're out of time.
And because we're out of time now, we have to go to breaks very shortly,
right?
Okay? And
thank you
for
I'll
calling.
Give you a call
thank
tomorrow.
You very much for calling in.
Thank you, Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Derek, we'll give you the phone number again before the show is over.
Thank you.
So you're bye welcome. Bye. So, Paul, can you give out the contact information again before we say goodnight?
Absolutely. So, Paul Burden, my email is paul.burden, B as in boy, U-R, D as in David, E-N, Nancy, at waymapnav, NAV.com. My phone is 301-943-3984.
Okay, and I will repeat that before we go.
It's in our webpage.
Yes. Derek, you can go to our website and click on our sponsor page, and you can click on Waymap also for more information. But I will repeat Paul's number before we say goodnight tonight. Well, thank you so much, Paul. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Thank you very much for coming on board. Thank you.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Okay.
Well, it's time to go to a break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia. Don't go away. We'll be coming right back. And we'll come back with trivia. Don't go away. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent. But they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.esighteyewear.com.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live!
from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yes, we are live. That's right. This is a live radio show. Blind and Beyond. And I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Sheila, you're up with your trivia. Sheila, it's your trivia time.
All right. This is to kind of me and Chris. Okay. That's all I'm going to say. It's for me and Chris.
I'm with you when you're right.
You two are too much.
Go for it, Chris. Tell me who's singing this song.
407-894-1680.
Yeah!
Ow. All right, Chris, you ready?
Uh-huh.
Enough. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Trivia time.
I know we've got lots of people calling.
Yeah.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
She's psychic.
You're psychic?
Because I know everybody knows that song.
Well, let's put it this way. I want new callers first. New callers first. New callers first.
Yep, I had to play that for me and Chris.
Oh, yeah.
To celebrate your birthday all month long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I need a celebration.
Yep. Oh, how was your roast?
Very good.
Oh, good.
Yep, very good.
Very good.
Okay, so I don't hear nothing.
He's answering the phones.
He's on the phone.
That's what they all say. I always say when I go to order something, they say, I'll be right with you. And I say, was it before Christmas? She said, Christmas just a few days ago. I said, I know. That's why I'm giving the next year for Christmas. You don't get it.
Yes, I got it. Trust me. I ignored it.
You ignored it.
I got it. I ignored it.
Those people in Utah or Pennsylvania, they didn't get it. They're still thinking what I said.
I got a text from Connie that said, thank you for acknowledging her birthday. So she's listening.
Nice.
So yes. She is out there. Got lots of people out there.
All righty. I had a couple of callers on the phone line. One caller couldn't get through. We got our good friend. From Delray Beach, and I told him he can't come through because he got to wait 30 days. It's got to be
right.
30
one
days.
More
so you got one more week.
That's right. And, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. Any new callers? Any new callers?
Well, I had a caller calling in, but they couldn't get through and they couldn't say nothing. Our good friend John from Clinton, Indiana called in and he said he did receive his gift cards. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to each and every last one of you.
Happy New Year to you, John and Linda, and I'm glad you received the cards. Yeah, see, you just have to be patient.
You have to be patient.
People.
When it comes to this show, you have to be very patient.
Everything went out.
Everything went out in time.
Yep.
The funny thing is that Leroy's came back and it's the right address.
Yeah. Well, that's the post office.
Yeah. And that's what he said. He didn't understand why when we were on the phone talking, when we first opened up the show. So I re-emailed you back with the same information.
I know. I saw.
Just to be on the safe side. So.
So nobody else knows Sheila's song?
I got another caller calling in. Give me one moment.
I want a new listener. I want to call.
You should tell about the rules because it's a new year.
Let's talk about the rules. Every show's got rules. Well, you got big rules. If you win, you have to wait 30 days to call in again. Now, you can call in anything you want during the show, any show, but we're talking about trivia. So for trivia, if you win, if you lose and you don't get it, you can keep on calling. That's true. But if you win, you win a prize, you got to wait 30 days. We want to give everybody a chance. Oh, I got my girl. What's she doing? Oh, no, she wants to talk. Miss Princess is here, folks. She's right by my side. She's licking my face.
Hear some purring.
My cat is right by my face, and she wants to talk. Say hello, everybody.
They have 3 feet. I don't have 4 feet.
Yes, she has. She is not at all disabled because she thinks she's wonder. She jumps and
wrecking the house.
And she has 4 legs, but only 3 feet.
Yeah, that's the way she was born.
But she is so lovable and warm.
Okay, but all right.
What?
I had Mama Rose to call in. She said, thank you so much for the gift card. She appreciates you. She loves you guys. Keep
up
the good
Mama
work.
You're welcome, Mama Rose. Happy New Year, Mama.
And then
Rose.
That wasn't trivia. That's she can call in.
Yeah. What else, Chris?
I have Bill from Delray Beach calling in. Outside of that, that's it. Bill is calling in for the trivia.
Okay. Well, he hasn't called in a while, so I guess it's
Mama Rose too. She could call.
And I don't think Mama Rose was calling for trivia.
Oh, she wasn't.
No, she wasn't. She just said she didn't call for trivia. She just wanted to say thank you so much.
For the public gift card.
Yeah. Right. Well, That's all that was.
It's always nice when our listeners appreciate.
Yes, it's very nice when you say thank you. Yeah. We just had a whole discussion of this recently about family members saying thank you, and other people saying thank you because whether it's our kids, grandkids,
kids.
Or somebody's kids, that they forget to say thank you when you send them presents.
And I appreciate my wife so much. She do it all the time. She covers me.
She's the best.
She really is.
Listening, you're the best.
You're the best.
Yeah, she's your PR person.
Yes, she really is.
All right, let's see if Bill knows who it was.
We got 30 seconds. Bill, how you doing, Bill?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Hi, Bill. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Bill. You got 30 seconds. Let's go.
Okay, that was Cool in the Gang.
That's right.
In the Gang.
No, it was not.
Well, that's the version that I picked.
No, that is not Cool in the Gang.
It's not.
It wasn't?
Look at it again.
Chris, what was the name? Who sang the song that you played?
That's what I got. That's the one I got. Cool in the Gang.
That's the Cool in the Gang?
Yeah, yes. Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang.
He won. Don't worry, Bill.
Congratulations.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way, Bill. $10 gift card coming your way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
See, it pays to listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're at the top of the hour. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with lots more trivia and lots more things. Don't go away.